Hello, this is Guru Ma, and you're listening to the Godflow podcast.
Don't take the safe path.
You're literally going against nature. You're going against your own stream.
Has any great change on your planet ever been created by anyone who wasn't crazy?
I am not the flesh. I am the energy, the consciousness, the being in the flesh.
And so those experiences of, okay, I got to get this thing to be happy, we know that's not it anymore. We recognize and we understand that the only reason we really are here is to tap into the cosmos.
Hello, my fellow earth dwellers. I've never said that before in my life. I don't know if I'm going to start saying that or if it was just a one-off. But anyway, here we are at the Godflow podcast. Okay, guys, let's get the elephant out of the room because I don't know how it got inside the room. Think about it deep. Anyway, elephant out of the room, in the room, is I've been MIA for a little bit. I know, I hear you booing and throwing cans at me as we speak, tomatoes and such foliage that I don't know why people would bring that to a show. I've been MIA for a little bit now because the world to me has been a little bit off its rocker lately. So it's made me off my rocker. When I say that, I've been great. Let's start there. Let's start by addressing this. I have been great during this time, but I wanted to make sure that my vibration, my mind, my thoughts were collected with so much happening, with so much transition, with so much changing. It's like every week we're facing a different what the hell or what the bleep, really. So it's been a lot of adjustment externally to the world around. Then I've been going through a lot of personal transitions, a lot of personal adjustments with everything that's going on, as we all have, I'm sure, as we all can say. If there was a group chat right now, we're all experiencing this high level of transition, this high level of adjusting because of everything happening and changing outside in the world. It's made everything change inside of our own personal worlds, which then have brought along these personal changes and transitions in so many different ways that we have to adjust to. And we're adjusting to so much and taking in so much at once. The blessing in that for some of us, I know that some of us are not in positions where it's been great. The way that I see things is, even if it's been uncomfortable for you, understand that your uncomfort is only going to make you into a better person because it means that you're stretching your comfort zone. As soon as you are outside your comfort zone, it means the boundaries that you had set on yourself have now been stretched. And that's why it's important. So I don't want to sound ignorant or inconsiderate by saying I feel like this has been a great time for all of us, because I know some of us have been going through it, if not the high majority of us have been going through it in this time. But I've loved to speak to people that I'm close with or people that I have relationships with that have turned around and said to me, yo, this has been the best time or the best thing that could ever happen to me, simply and purely because it's brought amongst so much change and personal change in their lives and in their mindsets. And because we've had nothing but time to be still, we've realized we've always had nothing but time, but we fill our time with so much. Our time is usually filled from the moment that we open our eyeballs to the point that we close them again. We are literally filled with things and people and decisions and work and worries. All of these things fill our day from the moment that we wake up to the moment that we go to sleep. And what at first, the first dilemma that we faced, I feel like planetary-wise, was obviously this coronavirus. And I'm so surprised that I haven't done one since then. But honestly, it hit me. And it didn't hit me in a negative way again. It hit me in a way of like, oh, wow. In my lifetime, I am truly living through a historic change. And I don't know, I don't think I didn't think I was going to live through that. I just didn't expect it to be so soon. And I didn't expect it to be so... I don't know. No one expected this. It came out of nowhere. There's nothing that we could have done. Actually, I was about to say there's nothing we could have done to prepare for this. But truly, I do believe a lot of us have been preparing for this, whether we know it or not. Anybody out there that's been meditating, anybody out there that's been going within, finding themselves, seeking for answers, appreciating stillness, understanding what it is, being in a constant flux of change or adaptation for a lot of us has allowed this period of time to basically be water off the duck's back, meaning something that we were able to flow into easily because we're always in a constant state of change. If you're someone that works on themselves consistently, you have this understanding that nothing is normal. There is no such thing as normal, because in each moment you are presented with another normal, really, if you think about it, because no one moment is the same. You could have similarities within your moments, but no one moment is the same. So if you're present in that, you realize that you're always in a state of flow, which means there is no normal, because the next moment could be something that has nothing to do with the moment that you just lived. What we're seeing with this world right now is that everybody is getting a taste of that. Everybody, every plan that people had, every thought, every process, that literally got wiped out. It literally got wiped out completely, to the point that now everything is just up in the air. And everything has, all the plans that we had literally went out the window. So we realize, or a lot of us felt the realization of not being in control. We lost everything that we felt that we were in control of. We realized that life in any instant can change. Life in any moment can be completely different than the moment before. This whole year has been just a mind-blowing, shifting, what the hell, you know? And it's really shown us that as human beings, we are adaptable, I do believe, because there's nothing else we can do. With everything that's happened, even with the we're just on the corona right now, we're just on this virus, we're not even going to get deep into it. But the way that it's affected change in this society, we've realized how everybody has just adapted. We've had to adapt. So I feel like now why everything is broken, and when I say broken, things are, I think the veil of BS has worn so thin that this year is see-through. It's literally cellophane. It's you can just look through that and you can see that everything in our society that was wrong has come to the surface. I feel like that only happens, I can only talk for personal life, and I feel like your personal life reflects, or the world reflects you, you reflect the world. So when you look at your personal journey, you can take things from your personal journey and you can literally then look at the world and see the cycle that we're in as a planet, as a personal planet and as a global planet, the cycles that we're in. And one of them, I truly, truly believe, is whenever you're about to graduate to the next level, or you want to get to the next level of yourself, everything inside of you that is no longer serving you, that won't serve you on that level, has to be wiped away. In order to be wiped away, it has to be seen. So it has to come to the surface. So I know whenever I'm going through a transition, whenever I'm trying to become better, do better, be better, think better, feel better, there's things that come up in me that I don't like immediately. It's just things that are ugly, things that they don't feel right to me. I don't like looking at, I don't like admitting to myself, whatever it is, all these things just come to the surface and I have to look at them. And I realize I have to look at them because if I don't look at them, I can't see through them. If I can't see through them, I can't get past them. So it's like I have to look at it at first, see it, truly see it, to in order to see the illusion and look past it and see what I have to do now so that I no longer have to have that with me. And once I do that, I'm able to be on a new level of myself. And that's simply because I let go of the things that were no longer serving me. I let go of the things that no longer vibrate at the level of where I'm going. And that is the importance of recognizing that we're vibrational beings, not situational beings. So our vibration is literally anchoring us to the reality that we are experiencing. In order to experience new realities, we have to vibrate at the frequency that those realities are on. I think the importance, because I don't think I've spoken of vibration much yet on this podcast, but to break it down for people that may not have kind of heard this terminology or someone speak about vibrations like this. Everything we do, see, feel, experience is just vibration. Light itself is vibration. And that's why I don't know if you've seen these charts. It's the same way music does. It's these lines and it reads. It's like when my voice traveling through this microphone right now, the microphone is picking up on the vibrations and then putting them into the machine. It's like a vibrational code. We speak in vibrations. We see our light, our eyeballs are able to see light at the speed it vibrates at and translate it into image, which is absolutely incredible when I think about it all the time. The reason we always say, oh, I vibe with that person, I don't vibe with that person, is vibrational. Again, we are literally talking in vibration. Oh, I don't really like that person's vibration is what we're saying. The frequency in which they vibrate on either feels good or it doesn't feel good. And it's not that it doesn't feel good because it's bad. It doesn't feel good because it isn't in alignment with the vibration that you are on. So I don't feel like any vibration is bad. They always like, oh, vibrate higher. Low vibrations are bad. It's not low vibrations are bad. They're different scales. You wouldn't call one note on the piano a lower note on the piano bad and a higher note good. You would just see the keys and the tones and that is it. You would just hear the different sounds of a piano and be like, they can be, I thought of something the other day that was, chaos can be harmonized to sound like peace. And I kind of think, when I think of a piano, if you press all the keys at once, just slam them down, it literally would feel like chaos, but it can be harmonized if you press certain ones. If you press certain low tones with certain high tones, they then can be harmonized to sound like peace, to sound like something we love. So vibrations on the whole, I feel like, are like that. Whereas, yes, if you just mash them all together, it wouldn't feel good, it wouldn't sound good, it wouldn't be good. But if played at certain times in our life, throughout our lives, playing different tones together, they literally create very beautiful music. So if when we start to look at our life in vibrations, we can start to see the importance of the vibrations that we're talking about. So in order to get to higher levels of ourself, or different levels, and again, high is not good, it's just a change. And to me, an expansion. I don't even like saying change, because you do change, but when people think change, it means you go from one thing to another. When I see change, I see you add on to that one thing, you then expand. And you become more of that thing. Instead of changing that thing, you become more. It's like you deepen the thing. That's what I would say if I was in England. Like, you deep the thing in it. Like, you just go deeper into it. So when you want to change in your life, you have to understand that in order to get to certain newer levels of yourself, you have to let go of things that will not serve you on that level. That is what I feel like the planet is going through now, right? Also, so as we're doing it individually, I feel like the planet is going through that, where we are now reaching new levels of ourself. And in order to get to new levels of ourself, we're having to see all the things that are no longer serving us in order to get to a society where we are love and where we respect each other, and when we hold each other accountable, and when we share, and when we work together and band together and group together to create better things. In order to get to that level or that place in our society, we have to let go and see the things that will not serve us or do not serve us on that level. Like, we have to see them. We have to see them so clear that we see through them in order to get rid of them. Because right now, or for the longest time, people have not been looking at their shit. It's just been the truth. We've been ignoring it. We've been moving so fast that we couldn't see it. Because we weren't standing still. We didn't stop. It's like, if we move so fast, it's like, oh, yep, okay, keep moving. I got this. I got work. Okay, book this job. Okay, make this money. Okay, in a relationship. Okay, family, children. Okay, there's so many things that we put in front of our faces so that we don't see our own shit. Not only did we not see our own, we didn't, and even if we did see it, we were too distracted to address it because we told ourselves we didn't have time to address it. We told ourselves we didn't have time to address our own personal issues. So we definitely told ourselves we didn't have time to address the world's issues. That was the thing. We said, even as an individual, I can't do anything about that. And then we gave it no more thought because our mind went to the next thing and the next thing and the next situation and the next event and the next person and the next. So when the world shut down, and it still is kind of shut now as I do this because we're in July. As the world shut down, I feel like it was like forced meditation where everybody had to sit down and look and see and evaluate and observe and not move and not escape. And when they tried to escape, there was nowhere to go. So they had to sit down and they had to be and they had to realize. And all of these things have happened and been happening, and most people have gone crazy. And this is the thing about going crazy. At the beginning of, in my intro, it says, this is a clip from Bashar. If you haven't looked him, look them up, because they're channeled. Bashar is channeled by a vessel called Daryl. I forget his last name. Daryl and I think it might be Anka, but I could be wrong. So don't quote me on that. But just if you type in Bashar into YouTube, into Google, you will find this energy or entity that channels or comes through this man called Daryl. And in the clip, it says, no great change has happened in this world from someone that wasn't crazy. I think we have a fear of going crazy because it has such negative connotations, losing your mind, not being normal, can't fit into society, all these things. But I think us not going crazy has limited our potential as human beings, not allowing ourselves to be crazy, for demonizing crazy. I feel like we have put ourselves back. And don't get me wrong, there are different kinds of crazy, and that is where it gets tricky. The same way there's different types of people, there's different types of energies, different types of vibrations, there's different types of crazy. When I think of crazy, I think of a release of preconceived ideas, perceptions, and beliefs about society and the things that we've told ourselves and so willingly given into being told about society in this world. If I say that I believe that I'm God or part of God's energy, and the way that I manifest my life, the way that I live life, is I manifest it through my thoughts, ideas, dreams, beliefs. I tell the world what to do and the world listens to me. I vibrate in a frequency that then changes the vibration of the planet that I'm in, that alternate dimensions dimensions exist and that we are just living in one of many. If I said that to some people in the way, especially in the way that I just said it, if I said it to some people in the way that I just said it, people would look at me and believe that I'm crazy without knowing me, without knowing what I've done, without knowing my life or what it looks like and who am I, whatever it is. If they didn't know me and I said something like that to them, a lot of people out there would believe that I was crazy or they would call me crazy. Some of you might have listened to that and been like, girl, you're crazy. But I don't believe so if you're here. To think of life like that, to think that there is different types of crazy and we put our belief system by what we believe is then crazy. I always used to think about people that see spirits, right? At some point in our existence as human beings, people would sit, commune and talk to spirits and see spirits and be very in tune with that. Now, when we see people that talk to things that aren't there, we call them crazy. And then because of that, they believe they're crazy. And then they start buying into a version of crazy that they may have not been before, but now they've been told they are, they believe they are. You know, I think it's very interesting when we go into the ideas of different levels and different belief systems of it. But I do believe in this time of stillness and meditation, it sent a lot of people crazy. Because a lot of people have had to listen for the first time to the voices in their head, and they had to, without having any help, guidance, they haven't yet realized that all the voices in their head are not them. And it's put them in a state of overthinking, frenzy, anxiety, stress. And then George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, those events, when those events happened in a state where some people have got to a place of uncertainty that they are uncomfortable with or unused to, and then put such graphic, horrible, disgusting, disease-filled things in their faces, what that did, I believe, truly was it triggered this pain, this collective pain, this collective frustration, this collective, there aren't words yet for it. So this is also one of the reasons why I didn't do this podcast for a while, because Corona was one thing and I was ready to do it after that. I think when we started to hear and we found out about these cases of just hate and fear in their purest form, I then had to step away from the world again. Like I'm sure all of us wanted to. I definitely wanted to. There was a good, like all of June, very much so engaged, very much so posting, very much so talking about it, very much so much energy gone towards it's so much tears cried, so much spaces, so much that there was nothing else to do but to step away. And I think it's important for us to give ourselves permission at times to step away and evaluate and readjust, because when that level of pain enters your life, you have to expect it to create some kind of just some kind of effect, some kind of trigger, some kind of change, some kind of, just even if it's mental, emotional, just something, it hits you. So I definitely had to take a step away from the world, just to reevaluate. I didn't want to just to talk in anger. I didn't want to bring an energy that I didn't feel like was helpful or healing right now. So I had to really figure out what that meant, what that means. And what I had to say, I don't like talking in vain. I'm someone that really truly doesn't just like to talk, even though people that are close to me will say I talk a lot, which is cheeky. But either way, I like to talk when I know what I'm saying or I have something to say and I'm ready. So I'm definitely ready. I don't know if you guys have checked out there. If you haven't, there's two episodes before this one that I did on Instagram Live. I apologize that the sound is a little bit wonky, but I literally pulled the videos. I did Instagram Lives with some of my friends that were just talking about life, God, the universe, just, they were really, really, really good lives. So good that I really wanted to share them to make sure that people that didn't get the opportunity to watch them had an opportunity to see them. So if you haven't checked those out, I apologize again for the sound. This was more just me reintroducing the podcast and just giving a little update, just an update, and to say that, yeah, I'm going to be back on. Before, I did once every 10 days. That was my schedule. I'm going to definitely try and do once a week. I don't want to try and do anything. I need to just say something and commit to it and allow you guys to hold me accountable. So let's aim for once a week doing this podcast from now on, because I feel like there's going to be so much things changing, so much things adapting. I need to make sure that I stay on it. So make sure that I stay on it. I hope you guys are well. Please send in any emails, any questions that you have. Hit me up on guru_ma on Instagram and let's talk. I hope you guys been all right in this time. I'm praying for everybody. Sending love to everybody. Let's hold each other up as well as hold each other accountable. I love you. Always have, always will. Peace.